great power and demonstration of my glory and my coming, says the Spirit of the Lord. Increase, 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 increase. Do not look around or try to touch the familiar and say, I want to find a place that looks like it used to be. For all things are changing, says the Spirit of the Lord, for the better. Do not resist the better, but come into it, says the Spirit of the Lord. Embrace me. Mahalaso Kriste. For many things will fall off and many things will be put on. Mahala elihi alahala nain sekidiete. Ha! Itiakandaste. Ha ha! Indebrosote. Akriste. I bring you into a new way, a living way. One fought for many decades. The blood of those who have been martyrs for this and brought up these things even from the first church. For in the end, I prophesied of the culmination of all the ages, the synergy of all of the ages coming together to bring me back. But know this, that you as this church, you'll see in these days things of the former and things of the latter. These two coming together will bring forth greater than all the world has ever seen, says the Spirit of the Lord. The Antichrist will have to rise up and try to bring forth a standard against it, because it'll begin to win the lost across the globe by the millions. Billions will come into this. He'll have to rise up in his last effort to harvest the earth. But I'll overtake him in the end, says the Spirit of grace. You're in these days. Lean into these days. Come into these days, says the Spirit of grace. You don't come to church. You can be seated. But you guys can stay up there. Or you can stay around the altar who are praying, worshiping. Don't move. Hallelujah. Don't let me bust up a good thing. Hallelujah. We don't try to get our kids out too soon. They need exposure to the presence of God. Hallelujah. The presence. It's only His presence that'll change your life. The Word says the anointing breaks the yoke. We have an assignment, those of you that are the elders. Some have come of late and are eldership material. You know who you are. Nobody has to tell you. But we're here to provide an atmosphere for the newbies that we love. Because they're coming. They've yet to receive the authority that they will have in the spirit life if they continue. And those of you that are online, you're praying for our services. Hallelujah. Because unless He comes, then nothing has changed. If you just come in a door and you go out, and you say, I went to service. That was great. But unless He comes in power, you haven't had church. You just showed up for a meeting. Hallelujah. His presence is here. Multiple angels. Hallelujah. Glorify you, Jesus. We exalt you. Healings. This is where healings take place. I come to answer the questions of your heart, says the Spirit of grace. For you've asked, does anybody know this? Can anybody help me in this? For I've provided by my Spirit first a peace that passes all understanding, and a deep well of my love for you to come into it. Above all things, I invite you into this place, to this pool of my love and of my presence. Knowledge alone will not change or give you the answers. But you'll find your answers to the deepest questions of your heart in this place of my presence, in this pool of my love. For I'm desiring you. I'm desiring you to come in so that I can lavish my love on you. Yes. Know this, that fears cannot stay in my presence. Not just in a church service, but if you'll follow me in this, if you'll yield your heart to me, you'll find places in your life that you did not know could exist. But I will do exceeding abundantly above all that your heart is even asking for now. I'll bring you into, says the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. You move too fast, and you don't get what these angels are here for. Because they've ascended and descended in the presence of God. For purposes. They're laboring with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. If you need healing in your body right now, just stand up. If you need healing in your body, that's it. It's like a wave going to pass through. I'll give you one more chance. I would not be somebody at this point that says, I'm standing for this, so I'll just stand for my own. So if you're standing, we're all standing together. I'm standing with you. I was already standing. Lift your hands. We exalt you, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. We exalt. Oh yes. Mehalach eriske vela dindeske lenda didiese. Those through the camera right now. Hallelujah. Maybe you're too weak to stand. Maybe you can't. But if you can stand, stand. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. In Jesus' name. I'm going to count to three. And I'm going to release what I saw, what came, the faith that came to me. And when I do, he's going to come. And I want you to receive it. I want you to receive it. Right now. One, two, three. Jesus. Say it with me. Jesus. I receive. Now. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Take a big breath and just begin to receive it in your body. Let the manifestation go through you. Now I want you to right now, if there's anything that you could not do, that you can possibly do, or check something, begin to check it right now. Begin to check that part of your body, or think about it. Is that hurting anymore? Is there a difference? Or did something pass through? I'm telling you, something went through you, whether you feel it or not, but sometimes the manifestation happens instantly. Would you lift your hands and begin to worship God with me right now? Everyone, believe in God for your miracle. We worship you, Jesus. 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 Hela halaso, nera kaleri kerese dedicatiata. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can be seated again. Or you can stand. I don't care. It doesn't matter. We worship you. There's another wave that's coming to the earth, and it's here now. Thank you, Sarah. You stepped out in faith today. We appreciate that. Hallelujah. Mahalesed Yatana. Yesekeridioto. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus. When we see this next wave that's coming, if you leaned into that and if you believed, then don't give up on anything that even if you didn't feel some kind of manifestation. I know the just will live by faith. I know that it's for us to continue to speak against anything, whether or not we feel it or not. But in this wave and in this time, we're going to see more instantaneous miracles by everyone. It's His will by everyone. I would have loved to have been in Jesus, His meetings. But the Holy Spirit is going to show us how to duplicate that. I was watching the Healing Summit Friday night. And it was wonderful. And I noted that there was just, and it wasn't a demeaning way. It was just Candy and I were watching and we felt the presence of God and we're praying. There was just a huge group of in the auditorium, but all old people. And that's great. We love old people or older. Nobody's old unless you're over 100 here. Because everybody has long life. And the ministers did whatever they could do, and I am not above, I'm not beyond them. I was pulling with them. And they would step up and have words of knowledge, which is wonderful. And they would share a little bit, and one would have a word of knowledge, God's healing this and God's healing that. And that's great. It really is. You know, a word of knowledge is that God tells you that somebody is being healed of something, and then it gives faith for that person because they say, wow, I know that's me. That's exactly me. And sometimes the words of knowledge are not just general, but specific in that they locate the person, and the person, it initiates, what's the word of knowledge for? It initiates faith in the individual to receive the virtue that is being given. But I thought about, not in a demeaning way, because I thought I'm not above, I'm not advanced beyond, and these guys are just trying to, And that's why I tuned in, because I'm in agreement with anybody that's trying to bring this back in. But I thought how limited words of knowledge are. Because you had several hundred people in a congregation and then thousands of people. And you might have thousands of people that would, maybe somebody, it's in particular, it's a word of knowledge just for them, and they hold on to it, and they might be watching. They might get healed that way, and that's wonderful. And it may be multiplicity. It may reach several people that had that same God's healing liver cancer, or God's healing this, or God's, and they reach out and they receive. But the word of knowledge, I thought, wow, this is so wonderful. But what was Jesus' meetings like? Because where we're going, there's waves of His Spirit. You did your best to stand and receive that wave that came through here. And if you received it by faith and walk in that, I can promise you that you'll see a noticeable difference, and then it'll manifest itself out. But I hope that you know, and what I want to impregnate into your spirit is this: the image of what is now is not the image of what shall be. Don't look at this image and say this is the best. This is a very limited image. The photo that you could snap now that would polarize in your mind or thoughts and say, is this the power? No, this is not. This is only partial. This is kindergarten. This is beginning. This is the first steps. But if we get, or if He gets what He wants, He's going to take us to the greater, which is a step into a place where His anointing comes. What were the meetings like when Jesus was alive, when He walked, and with His apostles? Yes, He healed many individuals on individual needs. The book of Mark starts out that He cast out a devil in church. It was in the synagogue. Devils come to church. There's just usually not enough power to cause them to manifest nowadays. But as the world comes in, we'll see manifestations. He went to Peter's house and He healed his mother-in-law. And then at night, the whole city turned out. And He healed the whole city. But what did He do in those mass crusades where thousands gathered? And the Bible says that He healed them all. He healed them all. There was no way for Him to lay hands on the masses, all of them. It said they marveled when they saw the maimed made whole. Maimed is something, a body part is gone. This is not growing. I appreciate when a leg is grown out, when it's 2 inches shorter. I used to watch Pastor Dave do this. You know, he would adjust people. That's a miracle. That's wonderful. But maimed is when the leg is not there, or the right arm was cut off, or they were born that way, and God grows it back. But they were there in those multiple meetings. Gary does a message where I think he found, I think to start with, he had seven. I think he's found eight or nine now in the book of Matthew, that where they were all individual, just in one book, meetings of Christ, where He healed them, and He healed them all. So what are we looking forward to? Why are we fighting in the Spirit? And it's not, you're doing a good job, you're listening, you're quiet, because you're listening to the Holy Spirit. But I want you to understand something. That is what is at our threshold. Threshold, if this was the threshold of a door, I'm standing with my toes on the threshold and I'm stepping over in a little bit. I'm agreeing with those meetings like the summit. I'm agreeing with those, anything that anybody does. Anybody that's street witnessing and they're getting people healed. But I'm telling you what it looks like now. It's not the picture of what is coming. Because what is coming and what we have to fight for is this. That when those waves come through, like I was believing for a bit ago and you were believing with me. What you've got to know is this. The glory of the latter will be greater than the former. And if thousands were healed in those meetings, he could not have just laid hands on every single one of them. But when the Holy Spirit come in and there was meetings like Azusa Street where a cloud came in, when they came into that old tabernacle at Azusa, the children would run in that smoke, that cloud of God's glory. And people would leave, and everybody in the house would be healed. Everybody. If you could come in, and I've read about it several times, out in the yard, going up the steps into that tabernacle, lasted 3 years. This one will last. Why is it so hard to get this one in? Because this is the last and the great one. Mahalos yetete. Hallelujah, Jesus. They would get healed coming up the steps. Hallelujah. This is ours. This is the children's bread. Glory be to God. One more time, would you stand and lift your hands with me? Hallelujah, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because of who you are, one more time. Hallelujah, Jesus. Marriages be healed. Bodies be healed. Eyes be healed. Teeth be healed. When you begin to see these meetings, what will happen is the inertia. It's an inertia in the spirit. If Jesus was here, I'm not ashamed. I'm just a little embarrassed that I'm not there yet. But if Jesus was here, the faith level would go up. And if he was here in his manifest body, he began to do a number of healings. He would walk back. He'd probably, my guess is, I might be wrong. I don't think I am. The first thing he'd do is open Homer's eyes. And what that would do for all of you would be, this is real. You would think this is real. Oh yeah, you believe it, but you, like me, you only partially believe it. You believe it to the best of your ability. But we're going to go to a place where an inertia of the faith begins to arise, and it gets to rise. Every service will be glorious. The presence of his power will come with great waves of his presence, and it'll heal. And what will happen is your faith will go to the next level. You'll find out that what you thought was faith was not faith at all. It was some kind of mental ascendancy, but now it changed. And now body, soul, and spirit, you come into a place where you believe that you believe that you believe that you believe. And it'll raise the level of atmosphere. And grace, and grace, and grace, and grace. Hallelujah. Sing it together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yes. Thank you so much for worshiping with us for an hour and a half. We glorify God. Hallelujah. Nearly. It is so wonderful for me to look back and see a young man that grew up in this church, Manus Pierre, and his lovely wife, Rachel. Is that correct? Thank you for coming today. Hallelujah. And we just appreciate them being here so much. My goodness, what incredible memories. And boy, Homer can tell you stories after stories after stories. And he grew up here. It was so great. And we're glad for all of you that are here. We appreciate you. And all of you that are watching us live, streaming, thank you for being here with us today. We appreciate your giving. It's so appreciated. It helps us in so many wonderful ways. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, glory. I've seen these big guys over here, Robert and our big Russian. Hallelujah. You know, they're big, but they're brainiacs too. You know, they're computer guys and stuff. And so they just love knowledge. Knowledge. Hallelujah. We appreciate what I said last week, I believe it was, what Robert had helped us out with. Candy is, she's worked so hard. But we got the everything we. I got a mouse in my pocket. They got the website back up. Hallelujah. Praise God. And more is coming. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Presence is here. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, I don't know that we'll worship, but Harry, you don't have to. You can sit down. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I exalt you, Jesus.
Worship.
I exalt you, Jesus.
Worship.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Suspected something like this. I told the team when they come in this morning to worship, I said, I have no idea what I'm doing. They said, great, that's so good. Because they know that those are the best services. Hallelujah. We worship you, Jesus. I glorify you. It's not that I don't labor in prayer. But he's got an agenda. We've got to follow his, because that's when people get touched. Take us in, Lord. Take us in, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, take us in. Nes indidi di oto Cristo. Encourage you to continue to pray the mysteries. Continue to pray the mysteries. Speaking the mysteries in the Spirit. Hallelujah. As I said, Candy and I were watching, we basically spent 3 hours Friday night watching that service. We appreciated it. So many wonderful things were taking place. But the same guys will tell you they know that it's very limited. And any place you go right now, it's a process. It's just a process. To go to a place that we've never been before and break ground on things that we've never broke ground on before. This was all resident, this, what I'm talking about, this outpouring, was resident all the way through the first century. If you'll read about it, not just in Bible, but in historic books. find the manifestations of the Spirit was very, very strong. And there's been upcrops. There's been times where there's been what is called two great awakenings in America. We're believing this is the third and final great awakening. And when I said about the old folks at that meeting was not demeaning, Candy said, well, probably there's so many of them and we didn't see any young. She said, probably. She was smart. Probably the older ones really need healing, because the older they get, they carry infirmities, and that's probably right. But I can tell you this. There is something incredibly powerful that's almost the earmark of this great awakening that's taking place, and it's with our youth. Sir. It's with the Gen Zs. It's with the millennials, but the Gen Zs are carrying it in an incredible way. If you're watching or if you read, you know this, that there are universities right now that are having incredible. Somebody sent me yesterday the aftermath of the game at Vanderbilt, and it was just a field full of young men bowing or on their faces, and the crowd was extended of people that were praying and worshiping God after the game. And they weren't just happy because they had an upset victory. This thing, same thing is happening. It just happened. Great waves of it came across Ohio State University. Thousands were born again. Thousands and baptized. University of Tennessee just had an incredible move of God and are still having it. The University of Oregon is having it. God is sweeping into these universities and these young people, high schools, Carl can tell you. There's a glory that's taking place. And he's coming in and they want truth. Just give me truth. We've been fed a lie. This doesn't work. Woke doesn't work. We've been fed a lie, but we want freedom. They're going to come in. And I'm trying to prepare you, but I don't know how much you are prepared. But they're not going to talk like us. They're not going to look like us. They're going to be tatted all over. They're going to be looking different. But they're going to be a wave of God's presence. And they're going to be wanting to be trained. We'll train them. We'll not sneer at them. We'll train them with love and presence of God and teach them. Hallelujah. I'm ready for it. But I'm not ready for it. But I am ready for it. But I'm not ready. I've got to say, this was old. It's wonderful. But what's the strategies of God right now? Hallelujah. I don't know where God's going to put us. It's his problem. He said in a prophecy, he's got a place. He's not a liar. He's not a liar. He can't lie. He won't give you more and then expect you to do something with something you don't have. Sell the property today. It's incredible value, right? Or was on this highway. Incredible. I don't know where. We don't have room to build what he wants, because it's got to have enough. It's got to be at least 25 acres. But that's beside the point. Let's get back to the heart of God. Signs, wonders, and miracles. Where does it come in at? Well, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, he breaks down all the different gifts of the Spirit. He said, I would not have you ignorant, brethren, concerning spiritual gifts. No one by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed. No one calls him Lord except by the Spirit of God. And then he goes into talking about all the spiritual gifts of the Spirit, the 9 spiritual gifts. And then when he gets over to 28, he combines all the spiritual gifts with all the spiritual callings, the ministerial callings and callings in the church, helps, governments, administrations. But he goes into word of knowledge, word of wisdom, I won't have them in order, tongues, interpretation of tongues, discerning of spirits, working of miracles, working gifts of faith, healings, gifts of healing, gifts of healings. He goes into all of these. And yet when he comes to the end of that chapter and tells them to desire these things, and yes, well, God, we desire these. I feel an anointing coming upon me in my life now of word of knowledge, being able to look at people when he says and have words. And I've always had that to a limited degree, but it's going to increase. We desire these things. Do we not desire these things? Amen. We desire. Every one of you should desire and say, which one can I have? You can have all 9 gifts. You can have all 9 gifts. But then he says, I show unto you a more excellent way. And the more excellent way, he so goes into chapter 13. He opens the door into the love chapter. And he says, this is the more excellent way. These are gifts, and in a certain sense, in a very powerful sense, we've labored on many times, is they were limited in that there were schisms. Schisms means divisions. There was divisions in the Corinthian church. And to keep those from exalting themselves through pride and taking off like I am of this one and I am of that, I'm Cephas, I'm of Peter, I'm of Paul, I'm of Apollos, I'm of Christ, and all these factions in the church. And as a result of it, the Holy Spirit in his infinite wisdom said, you desire spiritual gifts. And Paul said, this church comes behind in no spiritual gift. In other words, of all the places that I go, if I go to Macedonia, where Philippi is at, or I go to all the regions of Achaia, where the church of Corinth is at, if I travel the country, you guys, I can tell you all these spiritual gifts, but he said, you're babes. Why? Because they were arguing among them of who would be the greatest. Oh, I've got this, I've got that, I've got this word of knowledge. Did you hear me speak last week in tongues and it was interpreted? And Paul said, you're just babes. And though those things were valuable, even miracles, those gifts are very limited, because he said it was as the Spirit wills. In other words, it was as the Holy Spirit. This third awakening is not in that order. That order is not going to work. It doesn't fit this awakening. This awakening is 1 Corinthians 13, a more excellent way, which is love. And that love, when he gets to the bottom part of that chapter, he said, when that which is perfect is come, then that which is imperfect will be done away with. He wasn't talking about that would stop. He was talking about the manifestation would not be in a portion, as in gifts. That part would stop. He goes in, tongues will cease, this will cease, prophecy will come to an end. He names all those things, and people that don't understand and take out of context and says, yeah, look, if you have love, then all this will stop. Oh, then why did he go into the very next chapter and continue to talk about to desire these things? And don't stop anybody that wants to have these things in the church. And that he himself said, I speak in tongues with you. I speak in tongues more than you all. And he said that past chapter 13. So he wasn't limiting the manifestation. He was limiting the concept of it being a gift. Like, I'll gift you, I'll gift you, and I'll gift you. It was to be something that absolutely came on the church. That, as I have said before in the past, If I had something, can I borrow that for a second? I'll bring it back to you. This is one of my most beautiful, oh my God, she's beautiful, granddaughters. This is a long towel here. But you are at Capitol Grill Plus. I don't even think they have one there. We've been with Mike and Amber a few times. They don't have one there. But in the finest restaurants, at least in the movies, maybe down at the restaurant where Watson works, they'll have, you know, the maitre d' or somebody come, and they'll come to your table with a cloth over them. Here's a menu. And they'll start telling you, we have this, you know. Usually have to sit there through the wine portion. I hope you don't go, I'll have that. One of each. But they're there to serve you. They're a fine waiter. They're an expensive club place. What do you want? Because the kitchen can serve you everything from filet mignon to the best lobster. What do you like? I'll have one of each. Amen. Hallelujah. That's unlimited. That's not like, here's the menu. What's the menu? I see the menu. It's only got one. It says gift, word of knowledge. Yeah, we've got another menu on Thursday. Come back. It's called Workings of Miracles. But Workings of Miracles only served on Thursday. Now, it lays out the menu and says the whole kitchen. Everything from surf and turf, everything you want, it's back there. I can serve you. That's the church of the more excellent way. In the book of 1 Corinthians 13, that you can have meetings, and we'll continue to have them until the best gets here, and where a word of knowledge will show up and somebody goes, yay, that's me. Or a gift of faith shows up and say, hi, I can do this. I command you, get out of that wheelchair. And it happens. But Jesus didn't stand on those mounts where Matthew 14, when they came out, and then he fed the 5,000, and he also healed all their sick, 5,000 plus men, women, and children, and they were all healed. He'd have had to have a week, 2 weeks to lay hands on everybody. But the glory of God would come in those crowds, and the passing of the Holy Spirit would come, and the presence would fill the hillside, and the cripples would be instantaneously healed. People would watch. Sometimes they would cast him down at his feet. It says that. But the masses would be healed. Why? Because you saw love with legs. However he looked, however tall he was love with legs. The full persona of love. And that was the more excellent way, because he was not limited. And the church in these last days will not be limited. We're going to be that. All these things, when he said, these things will cease. I used to teach, the more you pray in tongues, you get smarter. No, you get revelation. I didn't know what to do with that, where it says tongues will cease and this will cease and prophecy will end and all, and I'm not quoting it right. I thought, well, the only place that can ever happen is in heaven. It must be when we come to the more perfect, when that which is perfect is come, meaning when he comes back, then we'll go to heaven and all that will cease. And that wasn't nowhere near the context. It wasn't. He never mentioned anything in those chapters about eternity, about Christ coming back. He was talking about the love. That was a more excellent way. I want to show you the more excellent way. And though I have tongues and I can speak all mysteries and I have the gift of faith, if I don't have charity, which is love, it profiteth me nothing. But yet I show unto you a more excellent way. What way? These things, what things? The manifestation will not cease, but the portion will cease. The portion of it being limited here and there and giving a word of knowledge and just touching one or the masses. And the youth, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, a sea of humanity of teenagers and 20s and the 30s. And they're going to come in, and when you look at a crowd, you won't see gray hair. You'll see every kind of young and old. It'll be a mix of humanity. This is what we're fighting for. Satan is trying to fight it. And we're clawing and scratching and we're doing our best. But we're going to come to a place where we're going to exercise the nuclear option. I keep saying, pull the nuclear option on them. They don't want to, they want to shut down and they keep fighting. You know, there's something that's called the nuclear option that they could do, but they said if we do it, it's usually not. You know, they're trying to shut down because they can't. There's a filibuster, and they 53 to 47, and they usually have to have 60 votes to pass legislation like this. And they've held this type of tradition for years. But they can also, if they wanted to, they could exercise what they call the nuclear option. Or they could just say the majority. We're just going to declare the nuclear option. We're going to pass this and put the government back. But then they say that if we do that, then we're playing with fire, because the next Congress that comes in that's not like us, if they're different from us, they'll exercise that on us. But in the spirit, there is no. I say this. Gifts are like this. It's the ground troops. We're fighting. Oh, give us a word. He gives us a word. We get a word. Give us a miracle. We get a miracle. It's limited. Praise God. Some go home healed. Some go home sick. Telling you, revival's coming. Somebody and a bunch of us are going to step over into that room called Agape, and it'll be like declaring the nuclear option. All bets will be off. It won't be who's got it, who can get healed. It'll all be getting healed. Hallelujah. It'll just take us to a place that we've never been before. We'll begin to soar in the heavens, and we won't be limited. We love the gifts. He won't stop the manifestation of what each gift is, but it won't be as in gifts. It'll be in glory. Oh, worship you, Jesus. Would you lift your hands and thank Him for what is here and what is coming? Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. We worship you. Mande kirisi kronder grindande hichita. Oh, yes, Lord. Jesus, forever you will be. Sing it to us and for us and us together. Jesus.
Forever you will be. The Lamb upon the throne. I gladly bow my knee. And worship you alone. gladly bow my knee, Jesus, and worship you.
Thank him for what's coming. There's nothing that I said was less, was more. If anything, I described something less. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Because of who you are, I give you glory.
Yes, Jesus.
Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because of who you are.
Jesus.
Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Oh, because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, yes I do. Lord, I worship you because of who you are.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Jehovah Jireh,
yes, Lord.
You're my provider.
Yes.
Jehovah Nissi,
yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh Lord, you reign in victory, Jehovah Shalom. You're our Prince of Peace, and Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Oh Jehovah Jireh, you're my provider. Jehovah Nissi, Lord, you reign in victory. Jehovah Shalom, you're my Prince of Peace. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because of who you are.
Jesus, have a wonderful afternoon. Enjoy your lunch. We'll be here tonight teaching out of the book of Romans. You're welcome to join us live or online. God's blessings be upon you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Can hardly think as you call.